DSEA Executive Director Jeff Tashner says Mike Matthews resigned on his own Wednesday afternoon prior to a meeting of the teachers' union's executive board. Matthews stepped down amid criticism for racist and sexist blog posts, some of which made light of sexual violence against children. The posts were written between 2006 and 2009 and resurfaced this week. DSEA officials say leadership at the state's largest teachers' union first learned of the blog posts when WHYY reached out to them for a story Tuesday. Tashner says he was aware Matthews had been what he calls a provocative blogger, but was not familiar with the content of his blog.
I would hope that if anybody had this information, whenever they had it, they would have brought it to us. They decided to make it a news story, which they're entitled to do. But to then try to hold the organization responsible or to criticize it for something it didn't know about, I think is unfair.
Tashner notes that because Matthews was an elected official, DSEA did not conduct a background check or other vetting process. Matthews is currently employed by the Red Clay Consolidated School District, but on unpaid leave because of his former role as DSEA president, according to Red Clay officials. Matthews took responsibility for his comments and apologized in a Facebook post Thursday, saying, quote, "DSEA is a bigger organization than one man, and regardless of my actions, I will honor this organization by doing what I feel and what I know is in its best interests." Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.